Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
MLS news, the league's board of governors have reportedly approved rules changes that will impact how teams build rosters and manage their salary cap. According to multiple reports, first reported by The Athletic, MLS owners have approved some key changes that give teams more flexibility in building their squads. Among the key changes are the relaxing rules on the most expensive players on MLS rosters, with teams now being able to sign as many as 6 high-priced players using designated player slots and under 22 initiative spots. That's not all. MLS teams will also be able to buy out 2 contracts instead of just one. And teams will also be able to convert more transfer and loan revenue into allocation money they can spend on rosters. The new rules will take effect once MLS and the Players Union agree on the changes. Charlie, this news comes after MLS teams struggled badly in Champions Cup against bigger spending Mexican teams. Are these changes enough to make a difference?
I do think they'll make a difference.
I think it's about time.
If we're talking about a big difference, I still think they have a way to go. I mean, the max salary budget you can give a player is $683,750. That's as much as you can pay a player without them being a DP.
Hmm. Well, you can buy it down with TAM.
Right, but initially your salary charge of up to 20 players, you can just spread the 5.47 million across 18 players, or you can use 20. The maximum for a senior roster is 20 players. To catch bigger leagues, which I think MLS wants to initially, right? After the 2026 World Cup, MLS wants to take a huge step forward and be considered.
Even at the Club World Cup, like to compete at the Club World Cup.
Right, but to take that big right. step, right? You need to be able to spend money and more of it across your roster.
And look at what happened yesterday. I think it's very telling between Monterrey and Inter Miami. There's a handful of Mexican teams that have big pockets, that spend well. That's America, Tigres, Monterrey, that are always competing. 2 out of those 3 are in semifinals of CONCACAF Champions League, and they're constantly in the conversation.
But there's always the outliers, right?
There's always
Columbus Crew.
There's always an outlier.
Montreal,
but Columbus Crew is the best team in Major League Soccer. Mm-hmm. They're the champions. And when TFC made that run deep and ended up losing to Chivas, it's because they were the best team in CONCACAF. And they're an outlier because they're champions, right? But when you got an Inter Miami team that wants to break those glass ceilings and those limitations that MLS has put on them because of the roster regulations and maybe some other stuff too. There's a certain unbalance with these squads that you're star-studded in the names that might be a little bit older, but what about your supporting cast? It's not good. It's not good enough.
No.
It may be for Major League Soccer and to be competing amongst the best in the East and maybe get your way into a playoff. Yeah, sure. But what's the standard? Where does MLS want to envision themselves post-World Cup? Because yesterday, when you were talking about the best player in football history, it wasn't to his standard. It was well below par. It was embarrassing that the best player in soccer history went out the way they went out. And people looking at Major League Soccer abroad from Argentina, they're like, all right, that's a joke in our eyes.
Well, especially when you're talking to Martino, the window to win with this group is so small. What Tata Martino's trying to do with a lot of these players building out of the back, they don't have the ability to do that, at least not now. I look at Greg Berhalter's Columbus crew. He had 2 years of really challenging times to get his team to finally understand how to play out of the back. They made a lot of mistakes, and then they got over the hump. Tata Martino doesn't have that time. You have Messi for 2 seasons. That's it.
I'm going to read you.
So you got to win now. It's not good enough. And so you have to weigh, I think, clubs now with the difference now. It's, do you want to win now, or are you trying to win in the future, or making these investments to have crazy profits in the future?
CJ Dos Santos, Cole Jensen, Ryan Saylor, Cremaschi, Franco Negri, Yannick Bright, Lawson Sunderland, Shander Borg-Jelin, and Leonardo Afonso. Miami's bench.
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.